USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Hamas says it will not engage in further negotiations for prisoner hostage swaps until Israel de-escalates the situation. Meanwhile, Israel is unveiling what it terms a vast tunnel network beneath Gaza City attributed to Hamas. However, Israel has not confirmed reports suggesting the initiation of pumping seawater into those tunnels. The first call in over a year between high-ranking military officials from the U.S. and China took place this morning. The conversation involved Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, and his Chinese counterpart, although specific details about the discussion have not been disclosed. The decision to resume communications was made during a recent meeting between President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping. The head of Colorado State GOP says Colorado Republicans will ignore any results of the state's GOP primary if former President Trump isn't on the ballot.
Then we're going to say, okay, fine. We're going to ignore whatever results you cook up because we don't think it's fair as long as Donald Trump's off that ballot. So we will just elect delegates however we want through the caucus at the state assembly on the 6th.
Colorado Republican Party Chair David Williams speaking with KUSA-TV in Denver. Earlier this week, the Colorado State Supreme Court invalidated Trump's candidacy in the state. Biden administration officials are set to visit Mexico in light of a surge in migrants at the southern border.
Additional enforcement actions are urgently needed so that key ports of entry can be reopened across our shared border.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the Secretary of State and Secretary of Homeland Security will meet with the Mexican president. Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City and attorney for Donald Trump, has filed for bankruptcy following a Georgia jury's decision last week to award more than $148 million in damages for defamation against two election workers. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Former President Trump denies being an insurrectionist in response to the Colorado Supreme Court ruling that bars him from that state's presidential primary. Trump says he'll appeal, emphasizing that he urged peaceful actions during the 2021 Capitol riot. He also accuses President Biden of being an insurrectionist and a threat to democracy. Wall Street ended the day with an increase in stock values, rebounding from the worst performances of the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the NASDAQ on Wednesday, marking their lowest since October. Similarly, the S&P 500 recorded its most challenging session since September yesterday. It'll be a wet Christmas out west, a major rainstorm sweeping across the southwestern U.S. this week, beginning with heavy rain in Southern California. Ryan Daniels explains.
Forecasters believe the storm system could bring weeks worth of rainfall in just the next few days before Christmas. Major travel issues, flooding, and debris flows are all concerns. The rainfall along the Southern California coast may even rival the rainfall amounts from Hillary back in August.
Los Angeles and Santa Barbara getting hit today. Tonight, an area from San Diego to Palm Springs will get drenched into Friday morning. New Mexico and Arizona will see heavy rains both Friday and Saturday. And the period known as the most wonderful time of the year coincides with the highest incidence of heart attacks compared to any other time. Studies indicate a 37% surge in heart attacks on Christmas Eve with a higher mortality rate the final week of December. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.